Ever since the suspension of these services back in November 2014, I've been raising this issue and campaigning to have them reinstated. And we've been taken on many twists and turns during that period. However, I wrote to the Minister for Health recently, and he responded to me this week, where he told me that the HSE informs him that the new director of midwifery, who's been newly appointed, will develop the clinics in Dunloe. It will be a midwife-led service, and it will be based on the same model that is in place in Galway, which is operating in places like Garth and Athenry and in other places in Galway. When you investigate how people have reacted to that type of model, some of the comments I've got that this is now the gold standard. So if it's the same model with the same resources being put in, that would be something that would be welcome. But we need to see what type of resources and how this will flow out over the next number of weeks and months until we have these clinics back up and running.
And have we any indication as a definite time frame as to when these services will be up and running again?
No, we don't. What we have is a confirmation from the ministers that the clinics will be back up and running in a midwife-led service. So I think that's a welcome for the women of West Donegal who currently have to attend Letterkenny in terms of the service. So that's to be welcomed. I did get a response back from the HSE, which didn't confirm that they would be back up and running, but did tell me that there would be a recommendation coming in September. So it's likely that we will see something in the autumn in relation to these clinics. And that's something that I will be pursuing, just as I have done over the last 2 years, to make sure that these clinics are back up and running, that they're resourced properly, and that we have a safe and sound services for the women off West Donegal in terms of gynaecology services and in terms of antenatal services.